The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to another fantastic When in Rome. I am stoked. I am fired up. Not only because I get Stuart Rome. I know, right? I get Stuart Rome on every single week here. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put Stuart Rome in there because there are other podcasts called When in Rome. This is the best one. And of course, it's a hybrid. You'll hear no show like this. We're actually talking about a business, talking about guy stuff, talking about Father's Day, and we're playing classic rock. But because of what happened during or around game two of the NHL playoffs, we're going to be playing five songs from whom?
The one and only Triumph.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's one of those bands. You know, we've done several shows. We've talked a lot about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, I that's one of those bands I just absolutely love. I would put them in a heartbeat. I realize that they probably don't have the hits or the recognition, but man, what a great band. What a great band, Attican. I mean, magic power. We're gonna play some of their biggest songs. They played Allied Forces and Fight the Good Fight and Lay It on the Line. But I mean, I'm thinking, and Rick Emmett, of course, is the lead singer as long as he's there. Now, Rick Emmett's still kind of touring by himself. He doesn't do a lot of shows, but he's some spot shows, and he actually does an acoustic set. And quite frankly, I'd rather hear acoustic Triumph than no Triumph at all. But have you ever seen them in concert?
I have not. I grew up, I had all that vinyl in high school, you know, and listen to all the Magic Power is such a great song.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't know if they were like really tour. I guess they were touring back then, but I never really noticed if they came down south, but they probably did.
I saw them in 1987, maybe 88 with a 38 special while I was living in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, they had quite the dramatic stage show. They did a lot of lights and stuff, but, you know, it wasn't a bunch of spin and stuff. It was just very dramatic because their music's very dramatic. It was really, really good. All right, before we jump into the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, 905-7676. We're going to go through everything, and you should, because we're doing this show here on the Thursday before Father's Day. It's not too late to get those gift cards. Give me your first Triumph song, and then we'll let her rip.
Well, let's go with Magic Power.
The magic power of the music.
Magic Power from Triumph. That is a song, by the way, that I do play here on Tony Curry Radio. Yep. It's one of the first few songs that I actually, because you just don't ever hear that song anywhere. I mean, I you don't hear it anywhere, and it's such a great song. So great stuff. All right. Obviously, Mother's Day is one of your bread and butter holidays, along with the holidays and Valentine's Day and Lovey-Dovey Dave's. Father's Day is coming up here this Sunday. First of all, how's the biz going with Father's Day? You're always busy. But we've been trying to overcome this trend of getting more men to come in and get services at the Woodhouse Day Spa, because if you're going to start, do it the best of the best. Tell me how things are going.
Going well. You know, typically, like every other year, it's way behind Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
As far as gift card sales, but we do have a lot of good bookings this weekend, Friday all the way through Sunday. Yeah. A lot of gentlemen, a lot of wives taking the dads in at the same time, you know, maybe getting couples massages, things like that. So that the bookings are really good. And we're going to have some special stuff going on in the spa. We're going to have a couple of special cocktails and probably some of the local Alabama beers.
Nice.
And we have a couple other things we're going to throw in as a surprise when Dad gets there.
That's nice.
He'll have to get there to, you know, to see what they are, because I don't want to announce them here on the show.
I got you. See, and that's the sweet thing about it is people are going to go, wait a minute, you can drink down there? Yes, you can drink. I mean, yeah. There's all kinds of different things you can do at the Woodhouse Day Spa, because you can't do that at other spas now. You can only do it at the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's the best. And where Stewart has put together himself quite the business down there when it comes to Father's Day. You know, I read this article, and I was actually on Fox 6 earlier today. We were talking about 65% of all men would rather have their the kid's presence with an S-C than the presence, S-E-N-T-S. Yeah. And that's to say they like to be around their kids for Father's Day. And you know, I said, you know, it's funny because on Father's Day, golf courses, you usually can't get a tee time on Father's Day because a lot of fathers go out and play golf. But a lot of us, you know, you're only going to have so many Father's Days. You want to spend that time with your kids. But the one thing that, sure, you know, I think you could really do for your dads, and I wish I had done this for my father. Unfortunately, he passed away before you and I started the show, but I would have loved it. I don't know if he would have been, his generation didn't really do spas, you know, they didn't do massages.
Right.
But those are the ones that once you get them in, man, you can't get them out again.
That's right. That's what we always talk about. You know, if we can just get them in there the first time, it's all over with. So that's the problem, is getting them in there the first time. And there's so many different options. It's not just the typical massage or things like that, because we, you know, we've got the gentleman's hot towel facial, which is the old barbershop type thing.
It's a new thing, right?
It's great. New service that we just offered. And of course, the pedicure, which most men are like, well, are you crazy? I'm not getting a pedicure. It's the greatest service, as you
know.
You know, you're
sitting there and you got a good looking lady holding your hand for 45 minutes. What could be wrong with that? I mean, did you ever see the Mayberry episode, Andy Taylor episode, when Barbara Eden was on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Eden, that's right. The Barbara Eden, before she started I Dream of Jeannie, she had a spot taken in the Andy Griffith Show, and she came into town, and she was a manicurist. And she came in, and of course, all the ladies were kind of taken away by her beauty, and so they didn't want to go to her. But all of a sudden, the men were like, well, heck, I'll go get him. So next thing you know, there was a line out the door because they had this beautiful blonde lady holding their hands for an hour all day getting their manicures done. I mean, they basically, they get in line, and as soon as they get done, they get in the back of the line and go through it again. But I mean, anytime you can get pampered, you know, you got to do it. And I'd strongly urge again that the fee thing. Tell me more about the face thing, though. The hot towel thing. I know there's a sport clips or something. They do something, but they only do it for like a couple of seconds. And that's one of those things. Tell me how long is that? What exactly do they do in that procedure?
It's almost an hour. It's almost an hour. It's a 50 minute.
Wow.
It's a 50 minute, and it's going to have everything that, you know, say a regular facial has in it. It's going to have, we're going to cleanse the face, get it all cleaned up, get it prepared, you know, to get all the great products we're going to put on it. But, you know, we're going to also, you know, we got these hot towels. We have these hot towel warmers in each one of them, the massage and SC rooms. Wrap the face in the hot towel and really steams it up and opens up the pores and really gets it ready for, you know, really good facial after that. So, and then, you know, while that's on there, you little hand massage, little arm massage. So you got a little massage in there. And then we're going to start, you know, with the great products that we usually use. And depending on skin type, that they'll adjust to that. And, you know, it's going to probably feel like it's over in 10 minutes, but it's 50 minutes.
Wow.
And we'll top it off at the very end, like we always do, with a really good sunscreen. So when you hit the road, that skin will be protected. You'll be glowing. You'll be ready for Father's Day. You're going to look great.
Yeah. I got this text earlier today at 9:39 a.m. Hey, Tony, Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham is an opening with Adrian on the 18th of June, Wednesday, 12 o'clock. Book here. I never got one of those before. And I was like, oh, how cool is that? And so I'm going to have to look at my schedule. I don't know if we're going to go out of town for a couple of days. I don't know if I'll be back on Wednesday, but I love those. So keep saying this just to click that. That'd be good. Hey, you brought up something I think we've never talked about on the show. And it's a problem. Most men don't really give a squat about it, but I certainly do. And if you're on television, you have to. Men have bigger pores than women do, right? As you're growing up, typically you'll see the pores on your nose. That's where the majority of the grease, and I guess some of the face stuff comes out, certainly in the forehead. And we are constantly trying to close those pores up. I know there's some older men who have never had a facial. I mean, you can see their pores. It almost looks like bowls of cereal. I mean, the pores are so large, particularly for older men that got really big noses. And I may be that guy because I know the nose and the ears don't stop growing. And I'm only 59, but I do everything I can to close my pores up as much as possible. I'm used to seeing it. Can you talk a little bit about, first of all, why we have bigger pores than women do? Is it just because our features are bigger? And the importance of not only letting your pores breathe, but then at the same time, we're trying to close those pores up so we don't see them. And I know there's all kinds of different things the Woodhouse Day Spa probably uses to help men with that situation.
Yeah. So the first thing I guess it's just biologics is that the men's pores are larger typically. I mean, I don't know what else, what else there'd be. But as far as, we want to open those things up, clear them out, and then that's what the hot towel kind of does. Then we start applying the product so that the skin will, you know, will absorb the product. And typically, once the skin calms down, those pores are going to close up. They're going to tighten up a little bit. If they don't, that's kind of, I think, you know, when you have acne and you have all those kind of things, you always notice that a lot of times they're all around your nose, they're all around where the pores are. It's because those things are opened up and they're getting dirty and dirt causes. So I think it just depends on the person when it comes to how quickly those things close up.
No, and I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, a great day in school was if my favorite pair of jeans were clean and I didn't have a pimple on my face. Right. Yeah. And man, that was like maybe three or four times out of the entire school year, out of the 180 days we went to school, because I worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was around a fat. I already had facial issues. And so I think I mentioned this on the show. I had a sunlight that was actually prescribed to me. So I'd hold the sunlight up to my face every night for about 5 or 10 minutes just to dry my skin out. And I love summertime because the summertime sun dries your skin out a little bit. And then you're around the chlorine. And it seems you get swimming pools, and that helps with your facial stuff too. And it just dries your skin out and it feels a lot better. But I just remember the last couple of times I've gone to the Woodhouse Day Spa, I always remember my face always looks better than it's ever looked. And I'm thinking to myself, man, what do they do here? But I mean, a little sun and a little Woodhouse Day Spa and you are good to go. All right. Before we get to the site, 6 for $5, the whole nine yards. I wanted to ask you about the med spa business, despite the fact that you're not in that right now. There are some things going on in that industry that I want to get your thoughts on. But first, give me another triumph song.
Let's do, how about we do Lay It on the Line?
Story all over again. Eternal lover.
Late on the Line, that was one of the three songs they played in and around the festivities outside the Rogers Center in game two of the NHL playoffs between Edmonton and, of course, the Florida Panthers. Florida, of course, trying to win back-to-back, and, of course, they both played each other last year. So a little replay there of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. There was an interesting story, and I do some homework before every show I do. And I type in the word spa or spa business, and then I just hit news and I see what cropped up. And there's always some type of arrest going on with some type of trafficking or something. That's to be expected, particularly in that type of industry. We don't talk a lot about it because you're beyond that, way beyond that. But there was an interesting story about a woman who got fined. She didn't get jailed, but administering a topical anesthesia for something called lymphatic drainage massage. For people who have had some type of cosmetic surgery. I guess it drains the fat or some of the extra stuff that's left in over a cosmetic procedure. They found syringes and needle tips and everything else. She's been in business for 20 or 30 years. And because she's not a med spa, she got arrested for it. She's also offering meso lipo, which also dissolves fat. And several of her patients or her clientele were not happy about it because they've been getting these procedures done there for a long period of time and she was not licensed to do so. So she paid her $5,000. She's back open. She's back into it again. Talk a little bit about, what's the difference between a regular spa and a med spa? And I know we talked about this before, but I get an email about that every single week. And second of all, why would you want to go med spa? What's the liabilities of having a med spa? Are there pros and cons to doing med spas and not doing med spas? Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, typically, you know, like Woodhouse, we're in it for a lot of relaxation, the whole experience, the sitting in the quiet room, and then the treatments are always focused on improving the body or improving the face, but not in a medical way, not as far as using syringes, injecting Botox into the lips, all those kind of things like that. But each state, each cosmetology board has specific rules on what med spas, regular spas can and can't do that med spas can. But typically, the main requirement is that you've got to have an MD on staff at that med spa to administer all those different, needles and shots and things like that, which she probably didn't have.
And that's pretty well known, right? I mean, not because there was another business that I was actually doing commercials for, and it was funny because I was doing a procedure, and it was in lieu of the blue pill. That used an ultrasound machine And I'm sitting there, you know, with my pants off, and my legs in stirrups. And the woman who checked me in, the receptionist, was actually the woman who was administering the technique that they were using. And I was like, wow, you're just a woman of many hats. You do it all. Huh? And of course they shut them down because she wasn't, and I just assumed she was a nurse, but she wasn't. And so they shut them down.
yeah. Did she make you popcorn?
She did. I had no problems. I'm still not taking the blue pill. It did not. I had no problems, but you know, it was supposed to shake off some of the some of the clogging mechanisms inside your veins in your penile area. And I don't know. I could think about was I had a good looking lady, you know, messing with my junk for 45 minutes for free. So I was like, sure, go ahead. Do what you gotta do. But continue to talk about that, please.
So there are some things that we do offer that you actually will find in med spas that are non-invasive, like a hydrofacial system, which is a really cool, we talked about that before, where it pretty much does everything. It's like they call it a, you know, mini facelift, the non-invasive immediate result type facelift. But when it comes to you know, things that you would just associate with a hospital, a doctor, where you're injecting things like that, then that crosses the line. And typically, med spas are not traditionally known for the experience like Woodhouse Spa is. So most people go into a med spa to get in there and get out. You know, they go in and have the 10-minute Botox injection or, you know, what have you, but they're not really going there to relax. And of course the treatments are a lot more expensive too at the med spa because you have to pay the doctor, right? The MD.
Yeah.
So totally different. There's definitely a place, obviously. I mean, they are very popular and for a good reason, but it's just a totally different realm, so to speak.
Yeah. And I guess it depends on what you're going in for, whether insurance would be involved in this, correct?
Right. Exactly. Cause you could go to, let's say you go to med spa and you have, some kind of black spot on your skin or on your back. Well, they can biopsy it and take it off there and send up a biopsy. And obviously your insurance typically is going to pay for that treatment. Whereas if you come to the Woodhouse, and we've talked about this before, our therapists are trained to see those kind of things. So if we notice something like that on the skin, we can't take it off and biopsy, but we always tell the guest, you know, have you had this checked out? It's probably no big deal, but you know, maybe you're a little bit raised or what have you. And, we highly recommend you go on to, you know, at least get this checked out.
905-767-6, 905-767-6, best way, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. We talked about you earlier today on Fox 6. You'll be joining us here in the next couple of weeks. We owe you a visit on our television show on ABC 3340. It's really a crazy because when I start reading, but first of all, I don't know what a lymphatic drainage usage is. What is that? What is a lymphatic drainage massage? Is that just taking out some extra
fluid? Yeah, we have a little system within the hydrofacial with lymphatic drainage. It's just getting fluids out from in lymph node areas, but that's you know, limited in our realm as far as we can't do it. I guess what a med spa would do, if they consider full lymphatic drainage of the body.
Yeah.
But it's really just draining those fluids out. I guess it's, you know, there's a purpose to it. I don't know exactly why, but it might be a health issue where that fluid is not good. I'm not an expert.
Yeah. There's been, you know, I remember back in the 70s and 80s watching television and my dad would go, oh my gosh, that's a really bad facelift. You know, you'd see the celebrities with facelifts, you know, Joan Rivers was always known. She had a ton of facelifts and you could tell right away. And you can, you know, Jerry Jones, when he got his, you're like, holy smokes, Randy Travis had a really bad face. Kenny Rogers had a really bad facelift and you just have to get used to the new face. Jerry Jones doesn't look strange anymore because he had that procedure done 10 years ago. But there are so many different things going on now. Everything from lipo to lymphatic drainage massages to things for your eyebrows. I mean, is the sky the limit? And who comes up with some of these ideas I mean, I keep seeing these Plexiderm commercials. I guess it's just a cream that you rub on your face and it gets rid of your crow's feet and gets rid of your wrinkles, but it only does it for about 10 hours. And so the next day, it's a great racket because you have to use it every day if you want to look young every day. And there's
it's just topical type treatment, you know, that tightens up the skin there, but obviously it's not going to last like Botox would. Botox, I think, is several weeks at least, but, there's no limit because the only limit is what people will stop asking for. Right.
Yeah.
And every day it's something different. You know, I want to look like this person. I want this eyebrow to stick up and look like that, like this photograph, or my lip on the bottom wants to do this. And, you know, it's just, everything's custom. And, the problem is, as we all know, it seems to be addictive. So once somebody gets one thing, then, let me go do the other thing. And then, that's making this side look different, so I need to go fix it. And then it goes on and on and on, and then you end up looking like, you know, Joan Rivers.
And it really it's almost impossible. I mean, for a while anyway, you're going to look like you had a procedure done, and hopefully if it's done really, really well. That's this problem though. I mean, out in LA, there are a dime a dozen out there, right? It's just a matter of how much you want to get it done.
Exactly. So you know, go get the you have a problem with your nose or something like that, go get the nose fixed, but stick to that little minor, you know, sculpting of the nose, reducing or whatever. Don't go and get all the other shit.
If they did my nose, it would not be a small thing, my friend. I mean, we may have to put some scaffolding up to make sure that thing was done right. And I've God gave me my nose. I got my father's nose. I know it's a big nose, and I know it's going to continue to grow. And for a period of time, I actually thought to myself, do I need to have some type of, I know on my ex-wife's side, they've got a big, it's not a crink or a knot, but it's right on the top of the nose. And several of them had that shaved off and it looks really, really good. So yeah, that's your thing. Hey, we talked about, semiglutides, on the show. It was either last week or a couple weeks before. And we got several, emails about it, which is great. info@tonycurryradio.net. And then I have a question I want to ask you too about something that I'm kind of going through. But first, I want you to give me another song from Triumph as we play Five from that fantastic Canadian band. What you got?
Yes, sir. We didn't do Fight the Good Fight, right?
We have not done it yet.
All right, let's roll with that.
Fight the good fight, everybody. Every minute, every year. waiting for your chance. Now you fit into the plan. You're the master of your own destiny. So give and take the best that you can.
Fight the good fight. Man, some people are listening right now going, dude, I haven't heard these songs in so long. Why?
That's right.
Exactly. They're fantastic. We got two more, including one of their last hits. I actually got a chance to talk to Rick Emmett when I was in Louisville, Kentucky, doing some radio, and they had a song called Somebody's Out There. It's a really good song. We'll play it for you here in just a few seconds. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put With Stuart Rome, R-O-M-E, on the show because there are other When in Rome podcasts, believe it or not. This is by far the best one, 905-7676, Birmingham.WinOutSpas.com. Grace in Birmingham said she heard us talking about semi-glutides, and we were talking about all these different things. Obviously, when you go to the Woodhouse Day Spa, you're going there not only to feel better, but you're going there to look better. And undoubtedly, you're going to get both. And semaglutides, obviously, that is the fat-wasting medicines of Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro and some of the other ones are taking this world by storm. A lot of people are believing, and I think I asked you the question, three things that we're going to be remembered by in this generation are cell phones, internet, and semaglutide. It's going to be a point where in about 4 or 5 years, you'll just be able to say, listen, I want to weigh 176 pounds. They'll dial you up, tell you exactly what you need to do it. And, you know, again, you still have to watch what you eat. But it's amazing because you just don't have an appetite. And I've been on it. I can't explain it. It's wonderful. You will lose weight, but again, it gets you a lifestyle change. Is certainly something you had to do. You people like Stuart Rowe, yep, don't have to worry about it because you're in great shape. You go to the gym all the time, and a lot of us want to take the easy way out. But she was mentioning a lot of people are getting Ozempic face from losing, yep, this weight. And so when you see someone losing 45 pounds, it's got to come from somewhere. And normally when someone loses a large amount of weight, it comes from around the face. And yep, when you've got a lot of skin, obviously it's got to go somewhere. It's under the arms, under the bicep areas. You get a lot of skin on the back of the legs. You get a lot of skin. And so sometimes if you lose like 150, 200 pounds, you need to go back in and do some type of surgery so you can wrap that skin up because it doesn't just go away. She's always had a problem with a double chin. She said, I'm not fat. I could lose a few pounds, but as I get older, the skin around my face is just sagging more. And she wanted to know what the best situation. She's like, I'm not beyond getting surgery or anything else. She says she's in her 60s, but do you have any advice to Grace about what she should do to get rid of her double chin?
Yeah. I mean, it's, doesn't seem like it's a weight issue, I would assume. Normally, if you lose weight, obviously your face does kind of shrink a little bit. And the issue with the Ozempic is that weight loss is so dramatic and so quick that's why you notice that face.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the person a month later and it's like 50 pounds. Yep. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. And I mean, you lose it really fast. I mean, people will say, like, how long does it take? If you're on a diet, you're losing a pound and a half a week. And over the course of a year, that's really, really good. You're going to lose 50 pounds, yeah, but people don't want to wait that long and they want to get it in a month and a half and you get it with that kind of stuff. Continue.
But as far as, yeah, that double chin, like, so I have a kind of a rounder face, you know, and my bald head, you could right underneath the chin, you could see a little, almost like a double chin type thing. No matter how much weight you lose, you know, sometimes you just have that. So that actually would be something like what we mentioned, the nose job.
Yeah.
Double chins are easy to fix. It's not a major intrusive. It is intrusive, but it's not a major plastic surgery deal. It's very simple. They just kind of make a slice there and they take out some of the fat and tighten it up. It's not a facelift, a full facelift like that kind of thing. But that would be something I would say, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, go do that. If it's really bothering you, that's a quick fix and it's a permanent fix pretty much. You know, you will eventually get older and older and older, yeah, and then it's going to, but at that point you probably won't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I, the first time I did this, this television show you've been on with me several times, I was sitting in a chair and I was laying back and oh my gosh, I looked like Jabba the Hutt. I mean, it was horrible. I could not believe how fat and how big my head looked. I mean, I know the camera adds 10 pounds, but I was like, oh my gosh. And so I told myself, I was like, don't ever lean back because my head just looked huge. I mean, it was really bad. And so, you know, I make it a point that whenever I'm talking to anybody, including on the television or speaking engagement, whatever, I try to stick my, not like a turtle head, I'm not sticking my neck out, but
I look straight up in the sky. When, yeah, you
yeah, but I've never been really fat and I've never had a neck issue. And but I've had two surgeries between 6 and 7. And so they've gone in and you can see the surgical mark on my neck. They tried to go in right over top the old thing and obviously they didn't do it. So it's almost like they pulled my skin like a frog or something and pulled it like for like an hour and a half. And then it never, the elasticity never came back. And so that's certainly something at the age of 59 that I would have to entertain doing is perhaps getting something like that done. So I don't know. All right. We got two more Triumph songs. We're running up against it again. It's amazing how fast this show goes. We're already 28 minutes. Give me your final two songs here from Triumph, and then we'll tell people how they can get in touch for you for Father's Day. Go.
So we're going to do,
you got Al.
Somebody's out there.
Yes.
So what was the fifth one?
Allied Forces.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Those two. And, you know, we are always, we're open 7 days a week. We're down on the summit by Saks Fifth Avenue at low level. So we love to see faces. So if you can get down there to see us, that would be great. But if you can't make it, you can always get us online at birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Or we do actually answer the phone still. So the phone number is 205-905-7676.
Is it fate or random chance? How can I decide? Are we victims of circumstance when destinies collide? Spend waiting for
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.